story of a woman abusing her man. So I have to forget you, though I'm not even sure if I can. There's a clear blue sky outside and the summer is fine. But with tears in my eyes, I'm no longer pretending you're mine.
This is Stonehenge, and you are listening to our 20 hours of Stonehenge. And we're almost wrapping up hour two, right? Is that right?
Sounds right.
Sounds right. Dave's in agreement. Catherine's still looking over my shoulder.
And it's 9:51, so you've passed two full hours. Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. You went to tech, I didn't.
complex calculation I just did there.
No, that's good. That's real good. Oh, all right. Very nice. Dave, if you would let the listeners know.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It's a privilege to get to play a few records there. First up, as I said beforehand, coming back to Atlanta after a 20-year world tour was your old copy of Nuggets and the Amboy Dukes with Journey to the Center of the Mind. Followed that up, I thought I've got to bring at least one record that hasn't been played on this station before. And in there, I spent a few years in Cambodia. So we had Ross Sore Satia and Chanam Undop Pramoy, which means I'm 16. And this was the golden age of Cambodian rock and roll. It's lost to history for a long time there, but unearthed more recently. And that was off the album Cambodian Rocks.
And what year was that recorded?
So it's actually a little bit of a mystery because it was dug up on all these cassettes and they were all kind of listed as untitled artist on the as these compilations started coming out, but estimated between 67, 72, all of that stuff was coming out and then it was kind of lost. And she was the golden voice of Cambodia or the golden queen of Cambodia. Mm. So one of the better known artists of the era.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was great.
After that, we had Fairport Convention and Time Will Show the Wiser. This is the third time I've played a few records on Stonehenge. The previous times were 2004 and 2007.
Damn.
I played it both times. And the second show, somebody phoned up to say, you've played this before. So I wanted to play it again and see if somebody phones up and says, that's the third time you've played that version. Then the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Love and Confusion off Are You Experienced. Bit of Curved Air. Love Metamorphosis off the album Air Cuts. And finished up with Uriah Heep. And Tears in Your Eyes off the album Look at Yourself. Chose that one. Actually, the first time I heard that track was late at night in London, listening to Stonehenge on digital radio with a buddy. And this song came on. And I was like, what am I listening to? This is amazing. Went out and bought it and thought I would revive that memory here today.
How about that? I love this guy, didn't he?
Set is just really beautiful.
Uh-huh. He remembers stuff.
Yeah.
Remembers stuff.
And some stuff. The important stuff.
No, that's cool. No, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Very nice. Bringing the old Nuggets back and then what he picked up on Stonehenge.
Yeah. I'm
going to sign you up. I'm signing you up. I told him earlier, you know, Ben with the Inner Circle, and he does such a great job of, and look so forward to that every month. And then we're going to, I need to get Dave to do the Outside the Circle.
All right.
Over at the 7-Eleven.
That's where you'll find me.
All right. Well, you guys talk for a second. Say a couple more things. I'm going to put a needle on a record.
Okay. So I like the story, though, about the person calling in 3 years later, too. It's just so typical for the amazing Stonehenge listeners.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying anything negative here, but they really do like to point out things.
And in a good way, too.
Sure.
Of course.
Both good and bad.
But I mentioned about your 50-hour show. We were talking earlier with the...
Yeah. Well, when I talked about it and someone called and said they heard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people listen and remember, which is...
Yeah, tell that story again, though, from that the set that you did and what... I mean,
okay,
what 50-hour
so
straight?
It was... Yeah. In 2002, we did the entire 50-CD Mertz box set from start to finish, no breaks. And it took, a couple of days. And it was terrible. Everyone hated it. Like, really, really, truly hated it. I lost some friendships over it. And anyway, I thought it was, like, very bold and brave and all of these things, right? But no, so when I talked about it a couple of years, in 2022, when I came back for the anniversary of it, someone called and said that they remembered it and listened, and it was like an amazing weekend for them. So it's, I don't know. You kind of sometimes forget that people are actually listening and and it means something to them.
Yeah, but that's so cool. I mean, somebody that was listening then, and then they're listening that night, and then and you were questioning about, not that you played it, because it was great that you played it, but, and then... wondering what people thought, and then we get a call, and his buddies listened all weekend long and loved it and all that kind of stuff. So very nice.
You do that every Friday night. Friday.
The merch.
People are
after I shut it down at midnight, I go in the other room and play 50 hours of the merch.
Every Friday you're playing songs that people are attaching memories to.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that is the great thing about the show and about music in general. I mean, regardless of what kind of music you like, but for us, this is the music that strikes a chord. So here we go. Let's get to the end of the next set. I have a couple of requests to play in this one as well. Ben, a.k.a. Santa, is close by, and you're listening to our 20 hours of Stonehenge here on 91.1 WREK Atlanta, and also now on 94.7 The Pulse from Geelong, Australia.
Yeah.